welcome to Garbled Games. Tonight, I am Ben. I'm the Game Master. We're going to be doing a special one-shot of Spire by Rowan, Rook and Descartes. This is a wonderful, wonderful game, and I hope everybody enjoys it. It looks fantastic, and we're really looking forward to getting into it. So, in a moment, we're going to go around and see who everybody is. We haven't got characters yet, so we're going to build those in a minute. But first, the dutifully reminding reminders that Pete has told me he will cut my toes off if I don't do. Social media. We've got some. Some of them are made up. I mean, I don't even know if they're real.
There's a list below.
There's a list. There's I'm
Facebook,
sure some of them are
Twitter,
real.
Twitter, MeWe.
MeWe, seriously?
That's not real.
That's real.
He tells us it's real. We don't believe him.
Just because I'm getting old.
More importantly, we have a Discord, which has got a whole buttload of people on there, and we're having loads of conversations about role-playing. We've got a couple of little games going on there. We've just started a Dawn of Worlds game, which is looking pretty interesting, building a world from scratch. We've got a map-making crew on there who are talking about their maps, sharing stuff. We've got galleries and access to all kinds of really useful content.
And special patron channels.
Special patron challenge. For the special patron chalulas. And that leads into the Patreon, which we also have one off, which Pete is hoping to retire on. So we need to get on there and start throwing money at him. Because he's poor, really. That's why we're
full-time
in this garage.
Garblag would be awesome. Yeah? But it's a way off.
You can also support us by supporting our friends, Thornless Rose, who's Sam's sister, to be fair. So, you know.
With very cool leather,
very, very cool
products.
Leather, lasery things. We got the dice trays. We got the mega awesome D20 dice bags. Pretty fantastic stuff. I backed the Kickstarter, so I'm getting one, and it's going to be all shiny.
And you'll do a better job of putting it together than I did.
The Old World Podcast are big friends of ours. They've been friends of ours since we started filming Flint and Steel.
Flint and Steel!
I'm sorry, I did it wrong. Today.
Sorry.
I did it wrong. Flint and Steel!
Gotcha.
Pull me out. Yeah, so I wasn't expecting it.
That was a thing, anyway. And Bjorn Feller, who is also a person that is a friend.
Mark, on our Dark Heresy.
Yep.
So he's got some very cool
and he's going to be in
retro electro.
Oh, the retro electro stuff. Yeah, that is cool, actually.
Yes.
So you should do that.
Yes.
Right, so we're going to go around the room and we're going to start with Sam.
Hi, I'm Sam.
That was hard.
Yep.
I'm Leon. Hello.
It's me, Pete.
Simon.
And I'm still Ben.
Cool.
Okay, we are running a competition, or we have been running a competition, and we're going to let you know who the winner is of that using our incredibly advanced Danish random number generator.
Yes.
Which is being supervised by a highly competent data analytical specialist right now.
Leon, who knows a bit of Danish as well, which is handy.
He might even be able to tell you the number in Danish, as long as it's person 1 to 6.
I can do 1 to 5.
I can do 9 and 10 as well. Oh. Wait, can I do 10?
No, you can't. What was the competition for, Ben?
The competition was to win these copies of Strata and Spire
by
Rowan, Rook and Descartes. Both very, very beautiful. I can't actually hear with these. Both very, very beautiful books. Incredibly beautiful. The artwork is just mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
The storyline system is fantastic stuff. I was super enthusiastic to back their Kickstarters.
And did.
And will again in future. And, you know, the guys have been kind enough to send us a copy of the books to do as a giveaway, which is really, really cool. There's a couple of posters as well, but Pete left those in his house.
But we showed them on one of the social media.
So there will be the winner of that competition will be drawn shortly. However, first, we need to make some characters. This is a nice speedy process in this game. We have character sheets, which I am doubting you'll be able to see, but they're very, very cool.
You can get the character sheets just free PDF.
You can, it's free PDF off of the Rowan, Rook and Descartes website. They also have many, many other cool free PDFs, including Sexy Battle Wizards, which is definitely worth checking out. It's their take on Mage, and it's pretty awesome.
Sexy Battle Wizards.
Sexy Battle Wizards.
I mean, that is how I play Mage.
So everyone plays Mage.
I did Mage wrong.
You should remember your character's like a Winston Churchill type, and now I don't know what you think sexy is.
He was an accountant, and numbers are sexy. You should know that, data analyst man.
Numbers are pretty sexy.
So the basic premise of Spire is very, very simple. You are playing downtrodden, scummy, drow, poverty-ridden people who are crushed under the elegantly booted heel of their high elf, the Elfir Overlords. And player characters are members of a revolutionary cell seeking to bring down the Spire, overthrow the High Elves, and put themselves back in top. So characters are all revolutionaries. However, they're also illegal. It's illegal to be a revolutionary. It's got a little tiny hint of some elements of paranoia thrown in there with that. You're all revolutionaries, but revolutionaries are illegal.
Happiness is mandatory.
Well, no, it's not. Unless you're a high elf, in which case, who knows? But the Drow of Spire are a varied and diverse bunch, and there are a wide range of character classes. Now, these are not classic D&D character classes.
No.
These are very, very different indeed.
So very cool.
Oh, they are. They're
very
cool. Just so cool.
Yeah.
So,
how many different classes are there?
Some.
In the main book, there are 12.
And then there are two additional ones.
D12?
In
Strand. No. Oh, yeah, 10, sorry.
And there, then are 12 in more. Total.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there are 10 in the original Spire book, and then an additional 2 in Strata.
Sam likes to randomly generate all of her characters.
She does, and there's
hey, it's worked so far.
And we're going to have to wait to see what she rolls, and then we can all pick something else.
Why don't we all just random roll? If you do want to roll, then I'll just re-roll it. It's fine.
I mean, the odds of us getting the same...
I want to be a midwife.
Okay. Yeah,
I did see that actually.
Sam has done his homework. He wants to be a midwife, and I don't blame him because midwives are the coolest. I mean, I want to be a midwife because they're just awesome. The midwives are the sort of guardians of the drow young, because drow in this setting lay eggs rather than giving birth to live young, where they're tended in communal creche nurseries by priestess bodyguards called midwives.
Spider priestess
bodyguard midwives.
Yeah. Sounded cool. Right.
Yeah. It's not like you're disguising as a midwife. Wife to sneak into a prison in Warhammer or something. It's great.
Total adjective
awesome.
Game. Midwives, page 61. Let's have a look at some of these.
The artwork is very evocative of BPRD and Hellboy comics. It's
definitely
just really.
Yes, here is the artwork for a midwife.
It's kind of cool.
Yep.
Extra arms because they kind of cheating.
They do have extra arms. It's one of the things that midwives can do. They can have extra arms.
Woo-hoo.
So in the beginning, the first thing you need to do when you're creating a character is you need to start with a thing called your durance. All drow are subject to service, enforced servitude to high elf lords for a period of time known as the durance. It is basically slave labor, but it would be rude to call it that because the high elves are never rude.
Never.
What happens if you finish your durance?
After you finish your durance,
you're dead.
Thanks, bye.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. You've served your purpose to us now. Now go away and trouble us no further.
Down in the depths of the spire. Okay.
So you get sent back down to the spire to carry on with your old life again, if you can pick it up after having been a servant, soldier, plaything, toy, model for the high elves, who are very old and decidedly bizarre and perverse.
Yeah, because we're not only like a resource, but we're like a plaything as well.
I leaned forward in a slightly creepy way when I said perverse then. I apologise.
So sorry.
So, you begin with your durance, and your durance covers one of a range of different skills. You can be an acolyte, an agent, a builder, a dealer. Sam is counting these so she can roll a dice on it. A duelist, enlisted guard, human emissary, hunter, information broker, killer, labourer, occultist, personal assistant, pet, sage, spy, or you might have bunked out on your durance altogether and been a criminal or a low-lying hiding person.
I got 17. Instead. That seems like a weird number.
Well, you could round it up to 20 and because there's a whole bunch of different things you could have done. So that's sort of a quick overview of the durances that are available.
Should we get on
so think about what you would have been used for. It often leads into the character class you want to be.
Okay, where? It's endurance.
Two.
Endurances are on page 26.
26.
Two, an agent.
Like James Bond? Probably not.
You served as a connection between your master and the underworld, doing whatever needed to be done to ensure the success of their business enterprises. You are adept at covering your tracks and in the know when it comes to the criminal element.
So, Galva.
I'm going with Sam on this. 14.
Okay. Could you roll for me, please? Because I'm terrible at choices.
Would you like... You can roll.
Thank you.
14. Ooh. Personal assistant.
Sounds too good.
I'm a PA. Well, great. high fantasy.
So fill in what you got on your endurance.
The same 14?
14.
You got 14. That would have made you a personal assistant. So
re-roll.
Reroll, so you get a different number.
Third time lucky. Nine.
Hunter.
That sounds much cooler than I might be an occultist.
Hunters, you hunted royal beasts around the minarets of the upper spire. Either you aided your master in their hunts for sport, or you hunted alone for their table.
Ooh. Can I borrow your d20 then?
You may. That's a 12.
This one.
Good roll.
You're dyslexic, aren't you?
What's that?
19.
Oh, blimey.
That's not a number.
That'd be one of the criminal ones down at the bottom.
Okay. Pete.
Oh, let's have a look.
How many are there?
There's about... 1, 2, 3, 10? 4, 5, 6, 7,
9. I might just randomly pick the one that I wanted earlier on then and be an occultist.
You'd be an occultist. So each durance gives you various different things. So as an agent, Sam, down at the bottom you would have plus 2 shadow resistance.
Is this something to write with a pen or a pencil?
And
I write with a pen because I'm brave.
Go
you
for
can
it.
Tick the crime domain.
Okay.
Which is up here,
cool.
Down the side.
So what did you get, Simon?
I got a PA.
A personal assistant
not
gets...
cult, it's compel, so I guess. Compel.
Plus 2 silver and compel.
So you got some cash.
Yes, I got a robber. Because, you know, I'm incompetent and ticks some
Hunter gets pursue and sneak.
I've got a pen, you can just
which
override.
Is 2 skills.
I guess cross, yep.
Just remember,
I'm on my way back.
Sneak.
There's a fresh character sheet if you need.
I don't even know.
Okay, so I'm...
And occultist gets plus 2 shadow and occult.
Okay, occult, funnily enough.
That makes sense.
There we go. And that one, and plus 2. Plus 2 shadow.
Cool.
Okay, lovely jubbly. This then leads into potential character classes. You've already chosen midwife, so by all means, stick with that. Then other character classes, there are the Azurites, which are sort of merchant priests of a gold god. There are the Bound, who are like... Batman meets Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They're vigilantes who dwell in high places and create secret pacts with tiny small gods of weapons.
This is the picture of the Bound.
It's Batman.
It's Batman.
Spawn.
With a dagger.
It's Batman and Spider-Man
and
Spawn and...
Yep.
Probably not Deadpool, to be fair.
It's not that kind of...
Not that kind of revolution.
No.
There are the Carrion Priests, who are priests of a death god.
I was going to dibs not that.
Not that.
For reasons.
For reasons.
They start with a hyena.
They do start with a hyena.
That they feed.
Yes, but hi, I'm the priest of a death god.
I know.
I have crows and... Morgan.
Yeah. There is the Firebrand, who is your rabble-rousing... ideologue who wants to start the revolution now, waving flags, standing on the table in the Winter Palace.
Literally, waving a flag.
You will notice that guns are a thing in setting from some of these images. They are still pretty cool. A lot of them are unreliable and may blow your arm off.
Yeah, so what sort of tech level are we talking?
It's slightly steampunkian.
Okay.
So it's not really... correlated directly to Earth tech.
Sure.
It's a little bit magic, a little bit technology.
Cool.
Some of the stuff that they use for gunpowder, rather than being gunpowder, is the congealed gunk that builds up on the spires.
Cool.
So is it a bit Final Fantasy in like that mix of some people will run around with swords, some people have guns, but everything is
anywhere in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are the idols. Idols are pretty cool, actually. They are your superstars. They're the artists, the singers, the performers, painters, decorators.
What is truth
honors.
When you have beauty?
Yeah. They are very, very commonly favoured as pets of the high elves and often leave their durance with a little bit of extra cash and go on to become very successful performers in their own right, developing little followings around them of people. Following on from them, we've got the knights. These are not, again, not in a classical sense, knights. The knights originally started out as knightly orders, but gradually devolved over time and are now knightly orders, each one based out of a specific pub. Based on an ancient rule, knights are the only people allowed to carry large visible weapons around the spire, but they're basically brawling drunkards with great swords. Now, instead of being the holy order of warriors that they once were. There are the Lejan. Lejan are the permitted priests of the Drow moon goddess.
And it's quite serious.
They kind of fill the classical role of the cleric, the healer, the priest and advisor. Now, they're the only members of the legal clergy. The Drow goddess is a three-faced one in this setting, and everyone here worships the dark face, but the Lejan worship the light face as well. There are the masked, who are basically super spies. You put on a mask, you become that person. It's ultimate identity theft, sneaking, spying, finding stuff out, with a risk of occasionally losing yourself in an alternate identity.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
As role playing, you know, it's dangerous.
Then there's Simon.
Then there are the midwives, who we've already talked about very briefly. Simon's quite proud of them.
Okay.
And they can adopt spider-like traits as they grow more powerful. And then lastly, from the Spire main book, are the Vermissian Sages. Now, the Vermissian is a failed attempt at making a mass transit system that ran through the whole Spire that kind of collapsed in on the magical, technological, beating, living, is it a god, is it something else, heart of Spire. And ended up becoming the sort of extra planar hole in space-time.
Oops.
And the Vermissian Sages use it as a massive library, and they can sort of dip in through a door someplace in the spire and pop out of a door somewhere else in the spire because they're taking shortcuts through what is effectively a mass transit library.
So it sounds like L-space.
It is L-space. Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
They can, like, cast people into it in when they're more powerful and they, like, disappear.
That's right. And because they're used to it, they don't go insane, but other people do. Because you're dealing with non-Euclidean geometries and other fun such things. Then Strata, which was the wonderful sequel to Spire, introduced two new character classes. The Inksmith and the Shadow Agent. Now, this is...
That's very cool.
Just awesome. The Inksmith is basically a pulp noir detective journalist who can rewrite reality with the power of their words. And the Shadow Agent is someone that has lost everything to the goddess of the darkness but come back with something else. The ability to sort of rebuild their identity. A little bit like the Masked, only significantly creepier.
Creepy is a general theme, I think.
There is a lot of creepy.
That's why cool. Ben's running it.
I know. We shipped him in from the Isle of Wights.
No webbing.
You've got good clippers.
Okay, cool.
So there's your character class choices.
So Sam, are you going to roll?
I did.
Oh, you did? What did you get?
Agent.
Wasn't that your durance?
Oh, the difference.
Class. Yeah.
No, yes, sorry.
Rolling 12. For your class now.
D12.
I was paying attention. I got 4.
The firebrand.
Well,
that's your own fault for putting the headband on.
Yep.
Headband already sounds good.
So how does the class work with your durance? Is your durance something in your past?
Your durance is your past, so and that's your class is what you've become.
Right.
You can have complementary durance in class. You can have completely oppositional ones.
But
so someone who was a pet may have hated it so much that they come out the other side as a firebrand, or drink so much to forget their sorrows that they end up swearing a knight's allegiance.
Yep.
Okay. And coming out like that.
Crazy
so,
was it 12?
Yep, go for it. Whoa.
No, missed the table.
Seven!
The Lajan.
Ooh. The priest.
The priests.
Okay.
I'm tempted by the Inksmith or the Vermisian Sage, but I'm going to roll as well.
Just do odds and evens. See which one you get.
Okay, odds is Inksmith. And evens is Vermisian Sage. Just like saying that as well.
Odds.
I'm an inksmith.
Inksmith.
Here we go. So that's good. You can have that book and I'll have this book.
Flag is purple.
The flag is purple. So is his little...
See?
It's meant
random
to be...
rolling characters.
Wasn't that random, was it?
Right, okay, Firebrand, you gain the additional following resistances. Reputation 3, plus 3.
Yep.
And Shadow, plus 1.
Okay, so that's plus so 3 total up. Now.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
There is a box on the character sheet called Refresh.
Yep.
Refresh is what you can do to help yourself get rid of stress. Mm-hmm. And your Refresh app action is to take something back from those who would oppress you.
Cool.
Smash the state, glorious 5-year plan. You gain the skills of Compel and Steal.
Yep.
And the domains of Low Society and Crime.
I already had Crime.
Double Crime.
Woo!
That means that you roll with Mastery on Crime.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. There is actually a double...
just colour
that double tick it. Just put another tick.
I already coloured it in.
Then cross next
put
to
an
it.
M next to it.
Well, no, I mean, because you said tick things and I coloured it in earlier.
Oh, okay.
So...
okay.
There you go.
I knew.
And you can choose the following equipment.
Yep.
You get either a knife, sap, or brass knuckles, or a sledgehammer or pickaxe.
Oh, brass knuckles.
Yeah, the first ones.
Okay, so brass knuckles. So that would be an equipment. They do D3 and are concealable.
Oh, handy.
Yeah. Indeed they are.
And you can choose a crow pattern revolver or a buzzard sawn off shotgun.
I'm going to go with a revolver.
Can't have a crow. It's crow.
It's a crow
Gava
revolver.
Gava has a shotgun. Going with a revolver.
Okay.
So and it's a crow.
Crow pattern revolver, D6, unreliable. And we'll come back to Bond in a minute.
Okay.
What was it you
Lejean.
Lejean.
Oh, I like saying that.
Lejean.
Sounds like a singer from the 80s.
Okay, but what was your history? You weren't like a prisoner or anything,
hunter.
Were you?
No, hunter, the prisoner that became a priest.
Yep.
That would be on the nose, wouldn't it?
Too soon.
Yeah.
So your resistances that you get are mind plus 2 and reputation plus 2.
Cool.
Your refresh action is to help those who cannot help themselves.
Yep.
You gain the skills fix and resist.
And resist. Yep.
And the domains of religion and low society.
Cool.
And low society might be becoming something of a theme.
It's almost like that's kind of where we are anyway.
That's good.
Okay.
And then you get a ceremonial set of robes and wooden and silver jewellery. So robes and jewellery, ceremonial. And then you can choose to join one of two orders. Lord Nassan, which is the Order of Blood, or Lord Limianjan, which is the Order of Silver Light. Depending on which one you choose, the Order of Blood gets you a knife and a healer's kit, and the Order of Silver Light gets you a moon silver staff.
I've got a staff in the other one, so the blood
I was
going
to say, yeah. Wizards.
Okay, so you get a knife, which does D3 damage and is concealable. And a healer's kit. And here is one of the other really cool things about Spire. It just says in brackets, describe it. Mm-hmm. And the rule they've got for when you describe things is you give it one thing about it that's really good and one thing about it that's really rubbish. So if you're in a situation where the really good thing comes into play, you roll with mastery. And if you're in a situation where you've got the shonky side of it coming into effect, you roll a disadvantage. So, for instance, one of the examples they give you in the book is a parasol that is really sturdy but awful colours. So in a social situation, yeah, it's a disadvantage to have it. But if it's windy and raining, you're an advantage because it's really sturdy. Yeah. So you need to describe your healer's kit.
Okay. Oh, tell me what will be in my healer's kit anyway.
Well, you have a think.
Okay.
And yep. I can come back to that. You guys have got the book over there, so you yes. know what you're getting. So
I'm the Inksmith, so I got +2 to reputation and +1 to shadow, which is now at +3. Which I assume is quite handy. My refresh is do something reckless for the sake of a good story.
Hey!
Which sounds like fun. Sorry if I cock it up for everyone tonight.
You can't cock up this. Everything will work out fine.
And then I got compel and investigate for skills and low society and occult for domain. So I now have mastery on occult, which is cool. And I get a I'm having a pistol, a grackler pistol, which is D6 brutal one shot ranged.
A lot of these things have got descriptor words with them, like brutal, concealable, unreliable, and things like that. These are little extra descriptors that give you a bit of a clue about what can happen with the weapons or items in question. So a brutal thing tends to hurt more when it hits. Something that's concealable, pretty self-explanatory. An unreliable gun doesn't always fire when you want it to.
Or maybe it does when you don't.
Yeah.
So, midwife, I've got resistances, blood +2, reputation +1, mind +1. My refresh is defend the defenceless, save those eggs. And skills, I've got fix and fight. Domains, obviously occult and low society. Do any of them have different than that? Let's check. Equipment, I have a ceremonial silk robes. And I have a weighted chain. I have the choice of twin razors or weighted chain. I'm going with weighted chain, which is D3, concealable and stunning.
Stunning?
Stunning. So it's a good looking weighted chain.
Especially up close.
And it's got things like bonds and core ability, but people haven't been reading
them. Right, yeah, so we've come on to the bit where we do bonds. Okay. Everybody starts off with 2 bonds, with mm-hmm. the exception of, I think, icons, who start off with about 1 million. So, Firebrand, you have 3 bonds. You have 2 individual level bonds with folk who are sympathetic to your goals. Pick 2 domains and create an NPC bond for each of them. So you look in the domains, you might have like an academic who's sort of a mm-hmm. Marxist academic who thinks that revolution sounds like a wonderful and jolly thing to have.
Tech, because toys.
Yeah.
And crime, because apparently I have mastery in it.
There you go.
Presumably there's a reason for that.
And this is where it gets cool and helps tie the characters together.
Yeah.
You have a bond with one of the other PCs who you recruited to the cause. You get to choose who and what it was that tipped them over the edge into joining
I
the revolution.
Have to think about this.
Indeed.
Cool.
The Lajan gets, as their bonds, an individual level bond with an NPC member of the congregation. Who's sympathetic to you, name them and say what they're getting out of the relationship.
Okay.
And you have a bond with a PC, who you get to choose, who you helped overcome sickness, injury or addiction. You get to say who it was and what the problem was.
Okay.
So you play a part in each other's character creation as well.
That's cool, I like it. So I read mine out.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have 2 individual level NPC bonds, at least one of whom is from the criminal domain. They provide you with access to organisations and districts you're interested in writing about. So I picked crime and high society. So I was thinking that might be a pet of someone mm-hmm. that I know that feeds me information about the circles that they move in. And you have a bond with a fellow PC who you wrote and published a story about, which has to be the Firebrand. Because, what did it say? And are they really happy with it?
I'll let you know when I read it.
Yeah.
I can't have time for that.
I think I've written a story about the Firebrand. That there was, and I assume that my writing is kind of underground.
Yes.
And goes to the drow.
Yeah.
So there'll be something about...
It's pamphlets with lots of exclamation
marks. Exactly, yes. You write zines.
Yeah, I write a zine, the drow zine.
I started a revolution, but I didn't have enough pamphlets.
Okay, you called it, so you abbreviate zine to Z, so it's called the drow Z.
I like it. Just drows. Drows. No, yeah, it's... you helped take back a street. You led the charge on taking back a street. I think you are happy with it because it painted you in a good light.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've got a street level bond with the Order of Midwives and are an active member. I've got to name my immediate superior who doesn't know I work for the ministry and a colleague who does. That's one, so that's all just with the Order of Midwives. And then I have a bond with another player character whose life you saved when no one else would. Say who and what they've done to ostracise themselves from their community. So I'm going with the occultist.
Oh, okay.
Because they're an occultist.
Yep.
So everyone knew, and that was it. You were going to be cast out and down into whatever the deepest levels of the spire. But I stood up for you because, you know, you were defenceless at the time. And it's what I do.
So there's been a couple of mentions thus far of the ministry. Players are all members of the ministry. The ministry of our hidden mistress, the drow, have a triumvirate goddess, and one is our glorious lady, the moon. In the dark caverns, they worship our hidden mistress, who fills them with strength to resist their oppressors. Now, the worship of our hidden mistress is absolutely illegal, and you would be arrested if not executed for being a part of it.
They can try.
Exactly.
Gotta catch you first.
Gotta prove it.
They did, and that was the problem.
You ain't got nothing on me, copper. Right, you all get two core abilities. So, Sam, your firebrand can lead from the front.
Mm-hmm.
When you have six or more stress in shadow, you gain mastery on everything.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Because so you work best under pressure.
Okay.
In fairness,
extreme pressure.
If you've got 6 points of stress on anything, you're in 6 points of stress on shadow, you're in a whole world of trouble at that point. Anyway, that's the revolution could come cascading down around your ears any moment. Acting with mastery under those circumstances is the best way to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can draw a crowd at a moment's notice. Once per session, you can pull together a crowd and people will drop what they're doing and come and see what's going on. You know, you stand on an upturned wagon, you raise your flag. People, we must take to the streets!
Cool, rabble-rousing.
Cool.
Gotcha.
And Leon,
yes.
You get the Rite of Respite, where you create a place of stillness and healing, where you can cause your allies to remove 3 stress from mind or blood. And you get Moonlight, a gem on your forehead, necklace or bracelet, glows as brightly as the moon and can't be extinguished unless you want it to.
Okay, cool.
You also get to choose a low advance from the selection there.
Oh, everyone.
So, well, you get to choose one from that list because that's the firebrand list.
Okay.
And then Leon will get to choose one from the Lajan list.
A low one.
Yeah.
Cool. I decided my healing kit is going to be well equipped, but it will be difficult to find what I need.
Loads of stuff just shoved in a bag.
Yeah.
I've got that. So if you're under stress, if you're in pressure, it'll be much harder to use it. But if you've got the time to lay it all out and pull out the bits, you're going to have a beautiful job.
Yep.
Nice.
And the bond
I found my low ability already. Sorry, Karen.
Was the addiction one, wasn't it, with another PC? So I was thinking, as the Inksmith, as a pulverized, probably got a drinking problem.
Yeah, go on. You're picking on me.
Or a previous drinking problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine. While they look at their low abilities, I get do it for the story,
You have a way of getting people to act on their baser impulses. So once per session, an NPC I'm talking to does precisely what they want to do at that moment in time, regardless of social mores, fear, obligations, or politeness. And the other one is nose for trouble. If you can find what's out of place, you can find the story. Once per scene, ask the GM what's weird or out of place here. I quite like that one.
I didn't see that one.
And my eye was instantly drawn to the low advance of a man with a gun. It's a Raymond Chandler thing, isn't it? He wrote, you know, if he ever gets bored or there's a, you know, the story gets slow, just have a man walk in with a gun. So when in doubt, have a man come through a door with a gun in his hand, roll fight and occult to cast this spell. If you succeed, a person with a gun enters the room you're currently standing in. Don't get to say who they are, whose side they're on, or what they want. Guarantee that someone with a loaded gun will walk into the room as long as there's a reasonable entry point for them to walk through. I think that's it. And it's an occult power, so it just feels...
So I'm going to go with always outnumbered, never outrun. You are exceptional at getting the hell away from your problems. Gain pursue skill. When you flee a superior force, you do so with mastery. I'm also thinking, for my bond, I might pick the midwife, because, you know, get them while they're young. Influence the youth.
Oh, cool.
All yours. Unless I need a medium?
Nope.
Just a low.
Oh, no, you don't get medium.
Just checking.
Oh. So do we get two low, did you say?
Just one low.
One low.
Yeah. So,
good, because I run out of space.
I'm going to take Web of the Mistress, which means it's an occult one. Roll fix and occult, which we even have. And basically I get an immediate awareness of everything in the vicinity, an area about the size of a large building, even if I can't see or hear it directly. And this remains in effect till I move. So basically I can find out
spider sense.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And what were your basic ones?
My basic ones are martyr. I can stop someone else. I can let someone ignore fallout by basically taking a hit myself.
Okay.
And I can protect his eye. I can ask the GM what an NPC wants to protect most.
Cool.
Which
that's
is
cool.
Faintly reminiscent of something from Innomine.
I don't think I've ever played
You've
that.
You've never played it? Oh, B, you're missing it. There's another one I'll have to do for
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
Angels and Demons.
Okay, yeah, no, I know what it is, but I've never played it. Okay, cool. So now we've all done our characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a little go around and just say who's.
Oh, exactly. But we've got the most difficult bit for Sam now.
Oh, you've got to make names.
The impossibly difficult bit.
Now, fine, I've done it.
One.
The Spire books have got loads of brilliant ideas for names, and they, some of them are sort of fairly standard fantasy sounding names, and some of them are sort of almost Native American sounding title things. So I've done a bit of a cheeky.
Right.
And I've pinched some of the names from our Discord channel.
Yay.
To create some of the names of the NPCs. So,
brilliant.
If you're one of our Discord followers, keep your ears and eyes peeled and see if you pop in at any point as any one of the characters.
Cool.
Because you might.
Can I call my character Garblag? Don't worry, I'm not good.
Zram.
You know what's always a good way? Is look through the names of all the kickbackers.
Oh, okay.
All the
Kickstarter. Sorry, those are some names to work from.
No.
There's just a big list of kickstarters. Okay.
The game was Kickstarter, so all the names of those of us that did it got stuck in the back of the book.
Ah, okay.
As a little
okay, so you can be Ben.
No, that would be terrible. That's a horrible
Thorben Vandrair.
Mm.
That's my name.
Wow.
After one of the... Yeah, I think that's Thorben Vandrair.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah? Okay.
So I rolled for my one. I got Build Bridges. You sacrifice yourself for your allies, plus one reputation. Before you roll for fallout on a bond, you may mark stress on yourself to remove it from the ally. Each point you mark removes 2 points of stress from them.
Cool. Nice.
Excellent.
So you very much martyr yourself for others.
Yes.
So between the two of you, you can kind of do a lot of healing.
Cool.
By taking
good,
the damage
we're gonna need
onto
it.
Yourselves.
Mm.
So when these two idiots go running into trouble, you two can be like, we'll just stand at the back and take all your hits.
This is going to make an amazing story.
Oh, we're going for names. What's your name?
I'm sure no, well, hang on. Oh, we should go around. Start with Leon and say...
I haven't written a name.
You haven't written a name?
No.
Should we start this side and go the other way?
There was something about what have we got up
there? That'd be, like, really weird.
Just a summary. Like Native American-y or something, you see. Just any name.
I've just realised I am totally storming Area 51. They can't stop us all.
Okay, random page opened and the word harmonious jumped out at me. So
oh, it's not yet.
The name for you.
Oh, it's not cool. Yet.
Another random page open. Glass. Harmonious class.
I was going to go with harm class, but yeah, maybe not harm class.
Harmonious trend.
Classonious.
Okay.
Oh, well, I opened it here, so...
Spell status. No. We're going with classius.
Okay. There we go. Cool. So do you want to give a summary of your character? We'll do summaries of characters, and then I think it's time to do the competition, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, so my name's Leon. I'm playing Classius Lejean, who was endurance as a hunter and went around having to provide food for the high elf wankers at the top of the tree. And after many years of that, actually kind of took a bit of a detest to killing innocent animals and really wasn't au fait with that, but was kind of forced to do it. And then getting back to life, became a more priestly type figure to help the congregation and was much more in tune with being very empathic to people's plight and pain and suffering and trying to root that out and make people feel better about themselves.
Cool.
So, I'm Sam. I'm going to be playing Nim, the firebrand, who was an agent and had to, you know, run up and down and talk to the boss and then the like, peasantry.
Which is a great way of making contact.
Yeah, and getting to know people and knowing where stuff is and getting in and out of places and getting lots of contacts. Yeah. And seeing how bad things are and getting them to do something about it.
I'm Thorben Vandrea, PI. I spent years working as an occultist and a researcher for the Elfir bastards and investigating all these stories and reading all of these ancient texts and all these interesting books led me into a desire to write my own stories, but to find interesting stories. So when I escaped my durance with the help of midwife, I took on the role of trying to find all the interesting stories I could.
We've missed a trick, really. We could have called you Magnum P.
Sorry, Pete, what was your character name?
Thorben Vandrea, P.I.
Vorben.
Thorben.
Thorben.
Yeah. So I am Noah Skyshine. Sky Shrine. Noah Sky Shrine. I should have practiced saying that before. I wrote it down. Noah Sky Shrine. So I worked as a personal assistant to one of the high elves. But it was just so meaningless. I spent years and years of my life meaningless drudgery, pushing paperwork around, booking meetings. It was, I wanted something more, I wanted to help. I wanted to protect. So I became a midwife. I can protect the future young of the drow.
Yes.
And so that seemed like a proper calling for me. So I moved over. So once I'd finished my durance, I went and, I now do what I can to protect the young, or the really, really young egg things.
Okay, so last little bit of mechanics for you then. Sorry. Any action that requires a roll is you rolling a d10.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
If you have the skill, you roll another d10. If you have the domain, you roll another d10. And if you have mastery in one of them, you rolled another d10.
That's so four!
That is four. Great! It's maths! I can't enter maths! Three, four,
and
close.
And the thing is, Ben realised this as he was reading it out, and he was like, oh shit,
I'm like,
it's four dice. It's four dice.
The good news is you can't have two lots of mastery.
Did we say that before we started recording? Ben had said there are, you only need
three dice. Yes, I may have said many times that you only need three dice, but it's four. So you could be rolling a maximum of four dice. If you roll a one, it's a critical fail and you take double stress. If you roll a two to a five, it's just a failure and you take some stress. If you roll a six to a seven, it's success at a cost, which means you get some stress, but at a lower level. Mm-hmm. If you get an eight or a nine, success. And if you get a 10, whatever you do is that much more effective that you add stress to your opponent.
Ooh.
For doing it. Now, you roll all of the dice that you're able to roll, but only the highest dice counts.
Okay.
So
just looking at your highest value, so that...
One of the problems that with lots of D10 games was you roll all the dice and failures take away from successes and things like that. Yeah. In this, you roll all of your dice, it gives you a greater chance of getting a higher number. You just go with the highest one that you got. So if you're rolling four dice and three of them are ones but one of them's a 10, it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
So there we go. Right, let us then announce the winner of the competition for... let me steal these back off you a moment.
Pretty books.
For the pretty, pretty books of Spire. No, that's that one.
That's that one.
Yep. Stupid reverse cameras. And Strata.
Well done.
Which is the sequel to Spire. And they come in a lovely little package there, and they will be sent out to you from us.
We had 21 entries to the competition, so thank you, everyone. Well, we had 22, but Ben, you can't enter your own competition.
In fairness, I've already got the books anyway.
True.
I was just going to give
them
to show off. To give them to the school. Okay. So we had 21 entries, and we have got our special Danish Sphere of Chance. By the way, you'll turn it twice and it'll come out. You have to lift it up.
There we go.
And if you turn it twice, the ball will come out.
Turn it twice.
So give it a little shake to hear the noise.
Go on. Let me pull the tray this one out because I organised all of those ones.
Can you feel the tension? Can you feel that tension? So 1 to 21. And I'm just going to get my phone out so I can read their comment off.
Okay.
Because I've lifted the names.
Are we ready?
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Okay. It is a
ball. Okay, go. Hooray.
And Sam, what's the number?
Well, I thought he was going to... It's actually a 9.
So not a 60.
No.
Number 9 is Dumpstat Int. Well done, Dumpstat Int.
Nice.
You have won our prize.
And I like it.
Let's have a look. It's got to be the Carrion Priest. I mean, the name alone would do it, but the hyena, that's its soul.
Yeah.
There you go. Well done, Dumpstat Int.
Congratulations.
Yep, you have won those. They may have some slight... We're going to use them in this game. So hopefully there won't be any wine or Coke spilled on them, but, you know, then they've been handled by the Garblack Games crew, so that means they're extra special.
And a massive thank you to Rowan Rook and Descartes, especially to Grant and Chris, who have been absolutely top-notch in... communicating with me and Pete and getting this stuff out to us and sorting stuff out. Really generous of them. They have done a bang up job with this game and you should really check them out. They have a Discord as well. It's far too busy for me to keep up with, but I do try.
They do. And we were on there briefly the other day, weren't we, talking about this. Yeah. Cool. You right there, Leon?
No. I can't get them back in. They did go earlier. It's a good fit.
You know?
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, I persuaded others.
See, all that took was three fully grown adults.
So, Dumpstat Int, we will get in contact with you and we will get those sent out to you ASAP. Well done.
Cool stuff. Right.
Very good.
Let's have that, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
The other book. You may have a biscuit.
No, you can't put it on record. Now his wife knows he's eating biscuits.
Oh, I love ginger with chocolate.
Oh, now I do want one.
Okay. So, on to the game then. this story is set in the region of Spire known as Pilgrim's Walk, where the gods all sit 10 deep and 5 high. Pilgrim's Walk is open to all who make it inside the city, past greedy customs officers and hungry bandits. It offers a welcoming embrace to those of all faiths, then immediately tries to take them for everything they've got. Twisting, leaking, dripping passages house 1,000 tiny temples and 50,000 poor people wedged into the tiny living spaces between them. The corridors are far from the exterior wall and any natural light. They're kept dark aside from the glow of altar candles and sputtering spire black braziers carried around by hired torch boys, their arms and faces scarred from a short lifetime of burns. Such beautiful prose as well. In the darkness, workshops and poorhouses turn out low-quality goods, paying their workers little more than a starvation diet and offering them a patch of floor to sleep on. Wallets, clothing, devotional charms, holy water and images of saints flow out of Pilgrim's Walk and into Spire, along with reams of sacred texts and evangelical pamphlets on tissue-thin paper that spread the word of their gods far and wide. And far away from the lights of the main street, deep in the wet and shadowed heart of Pilgrim's Row, cults and opportunists strike out at the humans that live there beside the drows, stealing their blood, their organs, their bodies, and selling them back to the highest bidder, or consuming them in black rituals too old and all but forgotten gods.
These humans need to die.
this is cheerful.
So that's where we sit. It's a dangerously unstable location. There are so many temples to so many gods in Pilgrim's Walk that the whole place is a powder keg ready to explode at the best of times. However, it is not the best of times. It is the worst of times. There has been water shortages and increasing temperatures in Pilgrim's Walk of late. Numbers are not good. Young and the old are suffering the most. People are dying while temples make holy water that they won't let people drink because it's now sanctified. It's hot, it's very hot, but people are still lighting candles and fires and braziers. And the ministry suspects something is going on in Pilgrim's Walk. They want you to go in and find out if there is something happening in Pilgrim's Walk to make it hot, to make it so that the young and the old particularly die out. What's happening in Pilgrim's Walk? This is going to be complicated by the fact that a maniacal icon has been travelling round Pilgrim's Walk with a circus of freaks and oddities culled from the ranks of young, disabled and injured drow, seeking to put on morality plays to teach the drow their proper place in society under the booted heel of their elfier overlords. The final nail in the coffin that demands action from the ministry is the presence of a spring-heeled serial killer going around slicing up people and taking out their organs in the back alleys and streets. He seems unaffiliated with any of the temples and cults, and there appears to be no sign of occultism at the corpses that this person leaves, but he always manages to escape any who track him down.
That sounds like a good story.
That does sound like a good story.
I'm going after the spring-heeled killer.
So your interest is in the spring-heeled killer?
To begin with, I think,
I think more who is there a cause to the excess heat? That's what's killing people, that's what's hurting them. So we need to see if there is a particular temples are pushing this for some reason.
This icon's singing the wrong song.
Sorry, Leon, what's your motive?
I'm concerned for the many people in the different congregations, so the heat is of concern to Lejeune. However, I don't like the idea of someone preying so maliciously and malevolently on the populace as well.
So there's a lot going on, and it's a very busy, very crowded area. As a cell, you are asked by your immediate superior, who has never told you their name, and meets you with a light shining behind them.
Nice.
So you never see their face either. They always begin by saying, the ministry wishes, and then delivering to you their ultimatum. And the ministry wishes you to investigate the situation in Pilgrim's Walk. Choose what means you deem necessary to resolve the situation. Try to improve things for the people there.
Maybe we should check out this heat issue first, then. If it's... We need to make things better for the people, and then track down this killer, I think. The less attention you give to these icons, the better.
I'd quite like to hire him. Not the icon. The murderer.
I'd like to interview him.
Why do you want to hire the murderer?
He's obviously got a good set of skills.
If you can control them.
It's not about control. It's about pointing things in the right direction. That icon, not doing the right direction.
I think we all agree on that, obviously.
Anyone can hide in the dark and prey on innocence.
He's killing innocents. That's not...
I don't know, I get bored.
We're protecting them, not facilitating.
But what's his motivation? That's...
Let's find out.
Now, you are right. We should discover the source of this overheating first.
Let's make around. So while we're there, we can keep our eyes open for that. It's investigating the heat, and then keep our eyes
at
open
all
for
times. Eyes and ears. And your nose occasionally can be very informative.
Uh-huh.
That's how I tracked you down and wrote that story about you.
It's been a long day.
Day.
Week.
There's not much water. Okay.
Check my.
I know where there is some.
Where's the water?
Well, all the temples have some.
It's true. They don't seem to be running out of.
Well, I say all the temples. I mean, there's hundreds of them, so probably not all of them. Some of them are a bit lower down.
Might be interesting to find out which ones are getting.
How's heating? Well, I mean, we're in a tower, so we have no control or knowledge of that, I suppose. What the heating?
Yeah, Pilgrim's Walk is inside the tower and away from the walls, so you don't have any of the effect of light or heat loss from the outside. So any heat exchange that's going on inside is happening inside the tower.
Okay.
So it's ventilation, it's movement of air from other floors, it's things like that.
Pipes, okay. Cold pipes.
How far away from the walls?
Quite far. This is one of the problems with the spire.
You're not sure.
Is that people have endeavoured to measure it many, many times. The same team once managed to measure it as a mile high on the inside and 5 miles high on the outside.
Well, someone wasn't adding up right.
Some Vermisian stuff going on there.
The spire is as tall as it is. It's not even twice the length from the middle sometimes.
All right.
From a character knowledge point of view, all the other kind of classes of... In here, there we know about all of them. Then nothing's kind of secret.
Yeah, no, none of the classes are super secretive.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Should we go and check out these temples then to see where they're getting their water from and why?
Well, let's see why. Is there one area that's hotter than others? I mean, heat spreads, doesn't it? If it's something's heating.
Where was the last murder?
Is there a big fire?
Do we know?
And there is not a big fire. There are lots and lots of small fires.
But always
the only source of light is lanterns and braziers. So you've got a lot of these poor kids carrying around braziers and lanterns to keep light going, torch boys.
But that's always the worst case, isn't it? So that's nothing new.
And it's unlikely that a few torch boys could cause a heat wave.
Maybe something's blocked. Yeah, it's just not coming through. Maybe the corpses went in the pipe. No, from the murderer. Maybe he's hiding... No, he's not hiding them.
Well, the cooling tunnels, ducts, pipes, whatever they are, I don't know. I'm not an engineer. But surely that's a... Maybe they're not working properly. Should we head out into Pilgrim's Walk and...
How big is Pilgrim's Walk? If we want to walk from one side to the other, is that like
quite
an hour
big.
A day or...
It's a large district. You're probably able to cross it in a day or so.
Okay.
Providing you don't get murdered in the process.
Sure.
It's called walk because that's generally about as fast as anyone goes.
lots of tiny, narrow, zigzaggy streets, crammed in.
So walking around the whole thing going, does it feel a bit hotter here? Isn't really a viable way of doing this.
Well, when you walk into Pilgrim's Walk, it's like changing season suddenly.
Okay.
The main gates from outside of the city come in through Pilgrim's Walk, come in eventually to Pilgrim's Walk after going through a couple of other districts. And this is where a lot of people get fleeced on their way into the spire. But it's quite low down the spire and is completely enclosed.
Okay.
I wonder if Riss has been hiding shit in the pipes again. I should check with him.
It is hot in here, isn't it?
Well, let's get moving.
Remarkably so.
I don't think it's in here.
Ordinarily, in Pilgrim's Walk, you would expect to hear an occasional sort of drip, drip from leaky pipes. But there's a lot more sort of hissing from
steam
bursting out rather than
dangerous
dripping water. So instead of puddles of stagnant cold water, you've got sort of puddles of exhausted people.
Okay.
just kind of
flopping on the street. Even a lot of the religious vendors who are trying to sell things to people are a lot more lackluster, although the guy selling religious paraphernalia parasols isn't doing too bad a job. He seems to be doing a roaring trade.
I would suggest we walk and talk.
Yes.
Talk to people, find out their views, what's changed, where they notice anything strange going on. We can't necessarily cover everything, but maybe someone's seen something.
Absolutely. Can I investigate the heating problem in the area with the low society?
Well,
you don't need to do roles and stuff. It's almost entirely narrative.
Ask around and see if there seems to be a consensus of what general problem seems to be going on, whether it's something to do with
you
heating,
have low
cooling.
Society.
I have low society and I have investigate.
Okay, so asking around is very, very easy for you to come up with a million and one different reasons for what's going on. A lot of the most sensible rumours, once you whittle out the it's them damn yetis living on the outside kind of lunatics, a lot of people put it down to a war between two major landlords who own a lot of the properties down here,
right,
trying to get this continuous one-upmanship on each other and squeeze as much out of their tenants as they possibly can. Ashtar and Quinn. Ashtar is dead and therefore probably wouldn't care that much about the heat, and Quinn is a drow, both of whom...
So when you say Ashtar is dead, you mean like undead?
Yeah, he got better.
Oh!
He's dead, but he got better.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's a thing in this.
And the two of them have carved up most of Pilgrim's Walk to make their fortune, and both of them are fabulously wealthy.
Quinn's a drow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Collaborator.
Yeah, and Ashtar's a dead drow or a dead something
Ashtar's
else?
Ashtar's a dead, an undying elf here.
Ugh. The worst
property
kind.
Owner.
Fucking hell. Oh my god. And does it seem that one or the other's property is suffering from overheating and
neither
water?
Seem to be suffering
they're
more than the other.
Putting the squeeze on each other.
They're either putting the squeeze on each other or they're both putting the squeeze on their tenants.
That's or one of the things. Someone above them is screwing them both over.
Yeah. Another thing that people are saying is that because of the increased security around the gates due to this serial killer.
Yeah.
Gates that would normally be open are being closed, which is trapping the heat. The temples won't...
So it is the killer!
The temples won't cut down on the amount of oils and incense that they're burning, because that would be an affront to the gods.
Of course.
They would if they didn't have any.
Nothing gets rid of oil quite like a massive explosion.
There's ways to cool the area down. It might be failing
somewhat.
Can
we blow a hole in the wall that leads to the outside?
Well, that was plan A, but, you know, apparently that's miles away.
We've been told it's a long way away. So
that's true. That's
also,
true.
Sunlight burns drow.
Oh, yes, good point. Good point. Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, but there'd be an enormous plume of smoke. There'd be plenty of time to get out. Like, of the direct.
Get all the parasols.
Time to get
make a screen.
Get the undead elf here, guy. You know, string him up. He'll be a block a little bit.
I'm taking some quotes from some of these people, by the way, to go into a later story, you know, a piece about this whole investigation.
So you're saying that the water normally drips from the pipes.
Yes.
And now it's not. They're more like steam coming from the pipes. Mm-hmm. So is it actually that they're...
Fewer of the pipes are leaking. There appears to be a lot less water in the pipes. A lot of the water in Pilgrim's Walk isn't exactly piped in for the use of the people. It's more sort of stolen from pipes that are going elsewhere and siphoned off for the use of the people here.
Okay.
Whereas those pipes are a lot less accessible now and higher up. The pipes that people can't get to as easily.
I mean, water's only ever really borrowed anyway, right?
Ew.
You're not wrong. But it's a really long-term transition.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
So, all these temples of all these gods, of all these million and one different nutjobs, how many of them really like fire? Or...
God.
Heat or... No, because they might want it hot. So they might be doing a thing to make it more hot to please their, you know...
I think it's more likely that there's some rich fucker who's squeezing people.
Well, if you look at the fire gods, the volcano gods, the forge gods, the sun gods...
They'd all probably like it quite warm.
They all would all certainly like it warm. But then equally the night gods and the frost gods...
Don't.
And the ice gods... I've got the same sort of levels of power and fellowship.
Do these Ashtar and Quinn, do they have like representatives that...
Oh, they'll have an agent.
Or like agents who work out down and around here that we could possibly find and beat up a bit. Kind of the rough PI who likes to like quiz people up against the wall.
But how the landlords make money by being hotter? I don't see how that...
Because they're paying less to keep stuff? I don't know. Is it more expensive to make...
Water more expensive?
Well, exactly. So who's selling water? Landlords aren't selling water. Landlords are selling property, and that's just...
Rents and rates and things. I don't know. Maybe they...
I think we need to find who sells water. I mean, how do people get their water? Is it all just stolen from pipes and no one pays ever? Or is there actually some sort of, you know...
There are gangs and groups that monopolise the supply of the water.
So it's more likely them then, isn't it? If they can now sell water for more money.
I mean, in this area, you're probably looking for some people.
Thank you.
It's very true. Yeah.
Insert DM here.
She's a crime master, so she knows.
Maybe. That is very true. The water boys. are actually one of the main gangs.
Oh, but they're really religious.
It's true. They are quite religious.
And that stopped them from...
You can go and talk to them and find out.
Yeah.
Let's go and talk to them.
I think. Yeah. Chase who's profiting. That makes sense.
Yes.
All right.
Follow the money.
They're down that way.
Go to that.
Okay. Follow down that way.
I've got a big kind of quill. That's like...
So you head on down into Waterboy's turf. Still very dry down here as well.
Business is bad.
The bar where they usually hang out, well, bar/bathhouse, where the Waterboys usually base themselves.
It's a pool bar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
Not today.
Not today.
It's not a pool bar today, no. There are a couple of younger members of the gang literally bucketing water out of the pools that people would usually lounge around in and pouring it into bottles for sale. Ooh. You've got armed guards standing around outside the bar and inside the bar, keeping an eye on everything.
Sounds like time for a man with a gun. No.
Very, very few gang members seem to be present at the minute. There are sort of low-level thugs keeping an eye on these kids to make sure they don't steal any water. But it's very much the bottom end of the gang who are here.
Where is everyone?
They're out trying to track down fresh sources. We're running out. We're tapped.
Yeah. Yeah, so is everyone.
You say that as if you don't know why this is all going on.
Our pipes just dried up, like all the others. We had a prime source.
Which was?
Don't tell him that. This kid gets cuffed around the back of the head by one of the guards.
I'm going to use dirt for the story. I'm going to... That guy wants to tell us what's going on. Does he want to tell us what's going on?
He kind of does.
Kind of does. I think I need to roll. I think this is like an actual...
He just really wants to roll.
I want to use the one that does this. Once possession, an NPC you're talking to does precisely what they want to do at the moment in time, regardless of social mores, fear, obligations, or politeness. So if he wants to tell us, he's going to tell us. I mean, this is going to make a great story. You're going to be in the article and everything.
You can't tell me what to do. My cousin's bigger up in this gang than you are. You're not anyone important. I can tell him what I want. We got a pipe. We got a bloody good pipe. Only it's gone, it's dried up, there's nothing in it. We got out what we could, filled up all the baths, filled up all of the pools. They're running out too, there's nothing left. This is it.
Where's that pipe come from?
Oh, it's out the back. That's why this place is here, it's a cover for the pipe.
What do you...
Where it comes from, I don't know.
How big is it?
Not that big.
Right.
I haven't been up it.
Do you want to go up it?
No, it's dark and it smells.
But do you know where it leads?
Goes up.
Goes up. Okay.
And I have no idea what's happened to the water source.
Nobody does. It's weird.
I'm less bothered about where it goes as to where it comes from.
Yeah, but where it goes, where that pipe goes is where the water comes from.
That's not how...
Because the water's coming down from upstairs to here.
But that's not where it goes.
No, it's in the pipe.
Yeah.
The pipe goes in two ways.
Yeah. We're good.
Depends.
We're good.
Yeah.
English is your...
Welcome to Spire. Today we'll be talking about plumbing.
And landlords.
Yes. Okay.
So actually, do we need to actually be looking to...
Maybe there's a leak.
Go and look at... What's above Pilgrim's Wharf?
Yeah. Can we go and see this pipe?
Do you know how they find leaks in pipes?
How?
Smoke. You put smoke down a pipe, it comes out the holes.
Well, we need to go and see this pipe then, and you stick a fire in it, we'll close it up this end, and where the smoke comes out, we can track it up the pipe.
I mean, a leak does make sense. If the water's used for cooling and the water's gone, then that would be... The reduction in the cooling.
Yeah, so maybe it's just the stop of water stops. Yeah, the cooling.
I'm going to go out back. Take me out back then, show me this pipe.
This guy's looking really unhappy about this, but he's right, he can't knock this kid around too much. So he comes with you as well. Not happy about it.
So if we get this sorted, you guys will be back in.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll put good word in for you. You know.
This is good. This helps everyone if the water works.
Circus.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
You seen should it? See
him.
Yeah.
Bloody mutants, weirdos, freaks.
God. Where are they?
They move around. I saw them the other day. Over that way.
All right. Cool.
And I saw them over that way as well.
Oh, good.
So yeah, you go.
So good enough for twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah.
Well, you know, I mean. Yeah, your ringmaster bloke, he does lay it on a bit thick. But, you know, you slip someone a couple of extra sten and you can, you know, occasionally get a bit of a poke at one of them.
Okay.
I'll bail out of mine. Cheers.
The handlers and the guards, they're all right. But the ringmaster, he's a bit pompous. Up himself.
Yeah, the ones in charge usually are.
Too right. Yeah, that right. Anyway, is why am I showing you the pipe? Bloody kid gone. Bloody kid.
He slacked off for a smoker.
Just because his cousin's some big knob in the gang. Anyway, here's your pipe. Stick your smoke in that and pipe it.
Not the pipe.
Dong, dong, dong.
It's a pipe.
Well done.
Thanks.
The level of education amongst the Jean is astounding. Go on then. What is it like? Does it go off, like go into a wall?
and we can't see where it goes, or is it like along a ceiling? Or...
No, it's wall,
yep.
Pipe,
yep.
Outlet.
Yep.
Where it wasn't an outlet originally, it did go down, and yeah. They've added an outlet
okay, cool.
into it. You can see where they've bodged in mm-hmm. like their own faucet.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad job, that.
Oh, well, you know, plenty of time.
Yeah.
But it's not just us either.
Oh, no, of course not.
All the water gangs.
All the water gangs.
And all the pipes go upstairs.
Eventually.
Yeah, well, of course,
well,
yeah.
There's some that go outside.
Well,
for catching rainfall and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think some of them are still working.
Don't drink that.
I don't believe in the bloody yetis, do you?
Well, that guy outside was talking about them.
Now he's mad.
Look, we pull a pamphlet out.
Don't listen to that matter.
If they were real, they'd totally have one in that circus.
No, it's not that kind of circus.
Yeah, why not?
They're all drow.
Yeah. But yeti, if someone had a yeti,
drow, half yeti,
you'd want to show it off, wouldn't you?
I suppose, yeah.
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 See? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Anyway, are you done with
any acrobats?
Are you not going to bugger off so I don't get in any trouble?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Right.
Thanks for the tip.
It's all right.
So whatever supplies the pipes stop working then?
Yeah. Someone's turned it off. People upstairs, the elf here, bastards.
Yeah.
Putting probably. A squeeze on Pilgrim's Walk. But I think it might be these property people. They live upstairs. Somewhere.
But they're not the same in the water, so why would they care?
Maybe they're taking control of the water. They don't want the water gangs to do it anymore. They want to then go, oh, look, we've found another supply of water. Now we can give it to you.
So they're the only seller of it. That makes sense.
Maybe. Don't know.
I think we should... What's above this? If all the water comes from above, the pipes from above, then should we really be going? We can't climb to the ceiling of this enormous thing, so should we be going to the floor above?
Technically, can we even go to the floor above?
How does it work?
Yes, I mean, above Pilgrim's Walk, you've got the mezzanine and the works, which are sort of manufactured. The works is all your manufactories, turbines, some of the papers work up there.
I'll be up there one day.
One day. And the mezzanine has got sort of technical education places where they make guns and complicated stuff like that.
Cool. Okay.
So the floor above is going to be very hot as well.
And it's not just like floor, is it? It's like...
No, it's massive floors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detective agency, they kicked me out.
I mean, should we just try to follow where... what supplies the pipes? It's a different floor that it's all coming through. That's been turned off in, you know, the mezzanine or somewhere.
I think
turn off there, then nothing we look around down here is going to turn it back on. We need to be looking in the mezzanine. Have they got all that water? Are they filling a giant pool so none of it comes down here? I don't know.
Or just pouring it out.
Yeah.
Somewhere outside of the tower just for their macabre fun for denying the drow the water.
It's mostly drow upstairs as well. I mean, the elf here don't even get involved.
Oh, they're all the way
right up near the top.
Okay, cool.
Other people have vested interest in this coming out. So the water boys have lost out. They've obviously tried to look into it themselves. They can't find it. These Quinns and the other one, even if they're not behind it, they probably have an interest in knowing what's going on. So even if we just go and talk to them, they might be able to help us out with what they've already found.
There might be some of their
Representatives
or agents.
And we beat it out of them.
Yeah.
But if we find some of their agents, we can get to them.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we go upstairs if that comes with nothing.
Okay.
Yeah? Cool.
Sounds good. Let's go.
Okay. How do we find their representatives?
investigate and low society. We're going to go back out into Pilgrim's Walk and we're going to look around for agents who maybe... Because you said they're the landlords of a lot of this
area.
They
must have an organised...
They must have people who are coming out and they're talking to people or, you know, some people...
Bailiffs, things like that.
Just to go around money,
and collect the rent.
Yeah.
Well, as an agent, you don't get a lot of time off. But sometimes stuff does take longer than you thought it would.
Yeah.
And when it does...
Take longer than you thought it would.
You know, some people end up down at that bar, down...
Yeah, that time I had to get keys cut for a place I worked for and it took 3 hours.
See? Happens.
It's one of those old machines. It just takes longer.
Sadly, it did take 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, we can check that.
Sure.
Right, so the nicest bar in the whole of Pilgrim's Walk is called the Bishop's Finger. And I shan't tell you which finger it is. I'll leave that to your imagination.
It's his pinky. So he picks up his glass like this.
Bless your little heart. Aww. Yes, sure. Why not? There's a sign outside which is currently being rubbed down by a little drow boy of a bishop's hand with his little pinky finger.
Yay!
Holding a glass like so. Here we go. And this is where the better off people in Pilgrim's Walk tend
so
to come
again.
It's still a shithole. Yeah. I mean, this is not a nice bar. In terms of the grand scheme of things, but for this area, it's the nicest bar. The straw on the floor is probably only a couple of weeks old.
Oh, nice.
There'll be less than one dead rat per barrel. You know,
it's the dead rats I like.
Proper upmarket stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, while you're waiting for your next drink, you can have a go too.
Okay.
And there are four guards stood outside here looking decidedly uncomfortable as well. A small crowd of people have gathered outside and are shouting. Ooh. And there are placards. It's not going to feel right.
Hey!
Placards? What are they protesting?
They're protesting
everything.
Rent. And rent control and water shortages.
Yep. Sure.
You know, there are professional protesters there as well with something down with this sort of thing. Those kinds of guys. People that turn up to every protest, regardless of what it's for, just to get their own little agenda in.
What would their mother do?
Are they obviously protesting to a certain person or
no,
building?
No, they're just protesting, because they know that's where
these people
bailiffs live.
Okay, right.
Not live, but drink on their off hours. They wouldn't want to live in this area because they'd get stabbed.
Yeah. By that dude.
Or someone else,
yeah.
Gonna slowly go through the crowd and raise a fist down then to blend in more with the people. Like,
Could I just get a few words about what you're protesting here today? And I'll take down a few notes.
And
there's
a menu of things that are being protested.
Yeah.
The general tone is that they are protesting these bailiffs still expecting rent when they're not getting water to their places of residence.
Mm. Okay. So that's something we need to go in and sort this out.
Well, it doesn't seem to get any of these guys any more money. So, yeah, I suspect it's not them, but let's go and have a word with the bailiffs.
But you guys are certainly looking a little more upmarket than the rest of the rabble down where you do. Certainly are.
Yeah. I was going to say not. Yeah.
These are my people.
I was going to say not.
You not so much. But you're clearly with them. No trouble, yeah.
I'm a religious representative.
I've got a thought. We'll see how it goes. I might solve your problem for you.
They sort of look you all up for weapons on your way in, but everything you've got is concealable, isn't it?
No, I've got a grappler pistol, which is like a kick-ass pistol on my side.
What's the iron for?
Protection.
I'll leave mine with you.
I'm here to write a story.
I'll leave mine with you if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'll have it back on the way out.
Yeah, you don't want a receipt or anything?
Nah, it's all right, I trust you. It's
good, I can't write.
I don't trust him.
Does he want my gun or can I throw him with my gun?
No, you're a writer, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here to write.
Got, like, I'm a writer.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Go on then.
So I don't know what you said?
Graffiti doesn't count.
No, rioter. Obviously, that's what I said. I'll be back.
If he writes a good story about it, that would make you a paperbacked rioter.
Oh, I've already done a good story about you.
Wow, better start a new one.
Yep.
Have a whole series.
Okay.
This time next year.
Let's go in.
Right, so you make your way into the bar. Inside it is much quieter. Low ceiling, very few patrons, but the patrons that are there are more than happy to push Sten across the bar in exchange for halfway decent beer. There's two very distinct groups at the bar at different ends. They occasionally glower at one another.
Oh, it's okay. So it's Ashtore and Quinn collectors being looking at each other.
The two are notorious rivals and cannot abide one another. There's sort of a professional rivalry Sparks between the two gangs, two sets of bailiffs.
Pretty much gangs.
You know, quite often in here, they can get on just fine.
Yeah.
If they saw each other out in the streets, they'd be stabbing time. Stabbing time. And, oh, look, you haven't collected any rent this month.
Which half of the room do you two want to talk to? You take one side, we'll take the other.
Alright, dibs.
Okay, right, you've gone that way.
Right, so you guys go to the back of the room and talk to the bunch that are drinking over there.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry, you're splitting the party in the
same room.
Before
you split the party, I've changed my mind. Would I better have a little bit of wine?
Back up, girls.
Just to help me.
And I'll try and not get any on the book that we're giving away.
No, you're good.
My pint glass with wine in it.
Right.
A pint of wine. There you go.
Sorry, classy.
Bishop's finger.
Oh, that's nice.
Who are you lot collecting for, then?
What? Come off it, son. Oh, sorry, reverence. We collect for Mr. Quinn.
How's it going?
Not well.
Really, really badly.
You getting in and out of the bar okay?
Barely.
Yeah, right.
No one's paying up. No one will give us the cash. I'll go back to Mr. Quinn and tell him I can't get any money out of people, and that's not going to go down well.
This one had to disguise herself just to get through the crowd.
Are you collecting as well?
Not for your lot, but yeah.
You're not with Ashton's a lot, are you? Oh, well, one of the little people. Fair enough. Yeah, no one will pay up.
You heard anything about water missing?
Yeah.
Rising heats, what's
that? Yeah, the whole water shortage thing is a massive problem. Mr. Quinn's furious. He's well pissed off. You know, it's cutting into his profits, it's eating into his rents. He's having to pay guards for me, for the lads. He's having to pay guards on storehouses. I'm having to go knocking on doors with, like, big ugly blokes with swords just to get anything done.
Grim.
It's taken a lot of persuasion to get people to part with their stem when they haven't got, well, I'd say a pot to piss in. They've got the pots, they just haven't got any piss. I reckon it's Ashtar.
Yeah.
If he can squeeze us out.
Go for a price war type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Drive the prices down. Pinch our property. I think he reckons if his people are healthier than our people, they'll last longer. You know what they're like?
Good theory, yeah.
See, I thought that was probably the case, which is why I came to check out you lot. But actually, it seems to be pretty much the same all over, so I don't know if it's upstairs.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me either. You know what they like upstairs.
Yeah.
May the Lady of Light bless them all.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Bow my head properly.
Meanwhile, at the front of the bar,
there's a man with a gun walks in.
Save it.
Yeah, don't worry, don't worry.
Save it would have been you, but you had to give it up. Oh, no, you did.
There's two men.
Oh, that'd be awful. If you use man with a gun now, I'll just have like the guard come in and go, do you want your gun back?
Right. I'll nod with my, you know, do the old chin rise to one of them. Do they look particularly aggressive or physically imposing, or are these
dour,
just like...
I'm going to roll these dice for no reason. Oh, those are big numbers. One of them says, you again? They've got no comment for you.
Oh, come on, come on.
No.
There's a story here and you know it.
You made me look
like... You want
like
to be part of it?
Absolute shitheel last time.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity to get your name down, get the right words in, and turn your reputation around. Come on, come on.
No, don't talk to him, lads. He'll just give you a bad name and cause trouble. He wrote a thing on low-rise rents the other day and price markups and crap like that.
Well, if you fuck around with the prices, the people got to know.
I'm not fucking around with anything. I'm just doing my job, mate.
That we're all doing our jobs. I'm just doing my job, you're just doing your job.
Well, I can't do my job, can I? No bloody water.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Where's the water gone?
Well, it's Quinn, isn't it?
It's not.
Right.
They think it's Quinn, you.
So. All right, okay.
It's a prize ball. He reckons that if he can shut off the water to our district, then our people will die, our rents will go down, he can move in, buy up the properties cheap, corner the market. But Ashley's not that stupid. He's been around for long enough to know better than that.
Of course he has, his own.
Quinn's controlling the water. That's it. He's going to be selling the water soon. I thought that was it. He'll be selling the water and drive Ashton out. That's what I thought it was.
Well, why
am I wrong?
Isn't that what the... Hang on, let me just check my notes.
Hang on, why isn't he selling the water then?
Well, he's making everyone desperate. Rise the price up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're going to sell demand. It and drive Ashton out. That's what I heard. But maybe, I don't know. It's just what, yeah. just what people said.
He's even a drought, you know. Good people like you and me. Or he should be good people like you and me.
It's all profit for them, isn't it? They don't care.
Meanwhile, none of it's trickling down.
Well, apart from some places that obviously Quinn's got control of, but you know.
Would you know? Come on.
Nothing, that's bull.
Shut up.
You're on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Trying to light a spark. I mean, you guys are looking after your supply in warehouses, aren't you?
Oh, we're trying to, but they're doing a thing.
Well, they've got... Their warehouses have got a lot in.
You lot stealing all the water? Yeah, that's what you want us to believe. You lot nicking it all.
Yeah, I've got 12 gallons in my pocket.
Anyway, I think we should... I'm just writing down a few things. A few notes. Right, well...
I reckon it's upstairs.
Buggered if I know.
They're playing us all for mugs.
Good luck, and I hope you get out of here all right. That crowd outside didn't look particularly pleased.
Oh, they're not happy. Mr. Astor's not happy at the extra cost on guards either.
Do you know how to get out of that?
What?
Are you getting behind you instead of in front of you?
Well, the guards. What use are they going to be behind me if someone hits me in the face?
No, that lot.
Get them to support you.
Well, how'd you do that?
Well, cause
they hate us.
Because it's them. Give them someone else to hate.
He works for one of them. But we collect their rent.
Don't have to.
They probably hate us more than they hate them.
Yeah, because they've never seen them. They've only seen you. You really need to help us figure this out. Otherwise, you guys...
put this man in a right conundrum. Concentration on his face is almost painful to behold.
They have no idea of who Ashton really is.
No,
but they know you.
We could tell him.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, because there's some undead... Elfid guy...
No, it helps, because if we need to get upstairs to sort it out, and we've got... a bunch of people helping, then we'll get a bit more of a shift on. We'll take everyone upstairs. We'll have a party.
Listen, this isn't like that last time, okay? not yet anyway.
Exactly.
Hang on. Hold fire.
Jean Valjean.
I mean, at this stage, I'm starting to think it's Yetis.
You're right.
Well, it seems to be a better theory than it being Quinn or Ashton. So yeah. Let's go with Yetis as the next.
Okay.
Asked around, we got two ideas. One of them's obviously on them, so it must be Yetis.
You heard about their murders?
Yeah, pretty gory.
They haven't had any of yours, have they?
Oh, I knew someone.
Well, lots of people know lots of people.
Yeah, but I knew someone who got murdered.
By the murderer?
Yeah.
Not just, you know.
No. I mean, this guy's specific. He takes, like, organs.
Yeah.
Kidneys he had out of her.
Hmm.
Both of them?
Yeah.
But nothing else, just the kidneys?
Well, obviously chopped her up, took out the kidneys.
I reckon.
There's nothing visit, and from all the reports I've heard from like PI world, there's no. You said there's no like occultism to the removal.
No, it's
it may go off somewhere for an occult thing, but it's just like a very surgical thing.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a surgical thing. Okay. Something that you'd be more familiar with than the occult. You'd be more familiar as a fix than as an occult. It's certainly more surgical and less supernatural.
Okay.
I reckon they've got a gourmand. That's what they're called, you know. They have, like, funny tastes and they eat weird stuff. Send someone down. Oh, yeah, I fancy some kidneys. Go and get me some fresh ones. That's what it is. It's upstairs. Definitely.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Did your friend do anything particular?
Oh, you don't have to. You just have to look, like, not as broken
look
as
like
that
lot. Look
like
you've got good kidneys.
Yeah.
Did they look like they're good kidneys?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody's kidneys.
At least you want to keep hurts. It. You want to keep it that way.
But a very clear urine.
Is it always kidneys to take or different bits?
No, I think it's different bits every time.
Water.
No, it's different bits every time.
Different bits every
time. Are they building a new person?
Nah.
That'd be kind of creepy, wouldn't it?
Is there anything? Although the murder.
Why would you take different bits?
The murder itself is surgical, you know, clean, and there's nothing like magical about it. There. Do I know of anything occulty? Being a master of a cult that uses the parts that have been
described. God, yeah, hundreds
loads
of things.
Okay, right, okay.
I mean,
yeah, it could be any kind of stuff.
They could be trying to make a new person. They could be sacrificing things to particularly discriminating demons.
They could be making new cups of tea.
Yeah.
They could be doing a rain dance.
It could
making
be
soap.
It could be an art installation.
Cool.
So if they had any like actual useful bits other than like the little squishy bits, they had any like, you know, arms or
I've heard they've taken all sorts of bits, not like whole arms.
So you know that circus that's got all those weirdos in it?
Yeah.
What if they run out of weirdos and they're making some more?
No, those weirdos, they're all like from birth weirdos.
That a thing?
Have you heard about the fish one?
Is that a thing?
The fish one.
Yeah,
so it's different. He's like blessed in different ways.
Like half drowned, half fish, or something.
Well, they must be double suffering right now.
A drish, or a fowl.
I don't know.
Fowl. Yeah, I'd say. What? Did that.
Okay.
What if
that's weird.
The circus are going around, right? Telling everyone how great it is upstairs as a distraction. Meanwhile, the murderer is following them around, picking their targets. Did your mate go to see the circus?
Yeah, she did, actually.
Yeah, see, it's a distraction. You get loads of people in,
this
right?
is what we call a coincidence.
No, you're right.
You get loads of people in, and then you can look at them and go, oh, I fancy that one.
The day before.
She didn't go the day after.
And then you send your... That would be really inconvenient.
The day before, distractions go. That's pushing it somewhat.
Oh, she went to the circus
24
day.
Hours later.
And then she was dead the next day.
Oh.
Have you heard of any other ones? Oh, you lot? Has any of your mates got killed by that murderer?
I'm walking slightly away.
This is a lead.
This is not a lead.
Now,
this
Nim does nonsense. Talk crazy nonsense, but when I used to hunt, you have particular hunting grounds because particular prey go to particular areas.
And right,
now you're actually talking sense.
See?
So if the circus were a hunting ground...
But what does this have to do with the heat?
Don't know.
Yeah,
I've really run out of leads on this water thing.
About 20 people who've been to a circus 24 hours before. It's sort of niche as hunting grounds.
Maybe the hunter likes stalking them.
One of my
murders
got killed.
Yeah,
and it was a waste because all they took was his fingers.
That's it is. Odd. They're building a person.
You don't need to kill someone for their fingers.
No, they proper.
Yeah, you could just cut them off.
Proper slashed him up and then cut his fingers off. Well, what of his fingers were left?
What do you mean slashed him up?
What do you think he means?
Well, they slashed him up. They proper killed him.
Yeah, but like
they proper killed
like,
him.
Made him right mess or like because like you said that the other one was all surgery stuff.
Yeah, like razor blades.
Razor blades.
Is that a thing?
Like,
I just like to say it slowly.
Well, it chopped him up with something really sharp. And then cut his fingers off. Now, I cut one of his fingers off, but I left him alive, because that way he continues to pay rent.
Yeah, that's decent.
So they took the fingers from someone who'd already lost a finger.
We didn't take all of his fingers.
No, I get
there was one missing.
They'd lost a finger, but then they took the other 9 fingers?
No, only the one on the hand that had them all.
You don't have that many fingers, because...
Thumbs, we can get into classification.
Unless they're on the circus.
In the spa pedants corner.
Yeah, the revolutionary pedant.
Actually, it's a drama revolution.
Has anyone come across one of these murders in place? Has anyone...
I was going to say, can I go back through any notes I've gathered with investigation and low society about where the murder's been and where the circus has been, if there's been any information that I've been able to, like, from my...
You might need to go and find out where the circus has been. Murders you can map.
Okay.
Because they're sort of things that you would have been able to find out with your skill set.
All right.
So talking to guardsmen, identifying where bodies were found, they're all in sort of quiet alleys. Most of them have been women.
Okay.
Except for the guy with no fingers. That was a guy.
Mm-hmm. Can you find out if the murders and the war started about the same time?
Also, the water boy guy said that the circus had been down over there and, like, 2 days before, over there. So we know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put that on your map.
Okay. Helping. Why don't we go find this fucking caravan? Circus.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, she will not shut her up. And that's as good a reason to do anything.
Well, we're not going to find it. I mean... The water we need to go to upstairs. Yeah. Let's take a look at this caravan.
It's right, head upstairs probably, later. Yeah, absolutely.
At least that's on this floor. We'll look for that and then we can go look for water.
Do we have any idea where it is?
I'm going to go, yeah, you bastards. You give us our water. Rents as I walk through the crowd. So they don't think I'm one of them.
Do we have any idea where it is?
The circus.
Yeah.
Are there big, like, floodlight things going?
No, there are not big floodlights. It's not that kind of circus.
It's not Dumbo.
No.
It's a sad caravan.
It's more of a bug's life.
I'm a beautiful butterfly. My wings.
Yeah, well, look for posters or pamphlets. There's
just
because,
if it was not that far away.
Yeah, it's not difficult to find out the location of. It's about an hour's walk to get there.
Okay.
When you get there, they're just about finished setting up. And it's a fairly low-key affair, to be honest. I mean, people keep talking about it like it's this massive circus. But it's a covered wagon that folds out into a stage with two other covered wagons with it. There's 5 guards stood around the wagons, and there are 4 handlers who are sort of moving between the wagons, keeping an eye on things.
People with sticks,
whips,
okay,
prods and pokes. Some of the guards have got those kinds of things as well.
I get the feeling that you're not going to enjoy this.
So I'm going to get my gun back from the guard.
Thought you might.
Yeah.
And then, what I wanted to know is whether or not the caravan was in mob distance of the people outside.
Mob distance.
Because then I could, and then we could go and, just...
Can't you do a rabble rousing?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
But an hour, that's quite a long time to keep them occupied, really.
But you can raise a new rabble.
Yeah, there'll be people around
here. It's rabble central around here.
It is rabble central.
They were already keen. So.
They're already fired up.
Yeah.
How hard is it? Why waste the time starting up a whole new rabble when you've got a rabble?
We heard they were financing that circus with all the money that they're taking from you.
That's probably not going to work.
I'm going to say as much, though, while we're leaving. I'll be like, it's not them you want to worry about. It's them that are up there. And the one that's voicing them that are up there is that bloody circus. That icon singing the wrong song, I'm telling you.
Nim, look, someone over there is being repressed. What time's the show start?
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Come to the violent inheritance system.
Well, being repressed is going to be these poor mutants, isn't it? So these guys,
I've got a plan.
The handlers have sticks and everything.
I've got a plan.
Excellent. It involves breaking up this.
Well,
this
in fairness, only one of the handlers has got a stick, and it's only that long. But it does look like it might have some kind of battery attached to it.
Oh, cool.
And one of the handlers has got a whip.
Yeah.
But the other two don't.
Okay.
Are these people considered low society or high society? It's like an icon and all that kind of stuff. Is it still low society?
She's going to be low when I'm finished with that.
I don't know, it's only society, like, high is only really like right up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the posh knobs, just a high society.
Just wondering if one of them could be my NPC Bond, one of the guards, but if it's not, I've got a high society, so it's fine, don't worry.
If you wanted one of the handlers to be an NPC Bond...
I've got crime and high society, so I don't know if...
Crime seems more likely than crime society.
Well, there's particular, you know, yeah.
Location.
Oh, you've got crime and high society.
Yeah, I've got one of each.
So I reckon we wait till they set up, to get everyone out of the wagons, then no one's in the wagons... We set fire to the wagons.
You know your class is called Firebrand, it doesn't mean you have to try and set everything on fire.
I admire your spirit.
I think
name,
that
but...
look said in the rules it doesn't say you can't.
The greater good is we're either trying to find a killer or something to do with the water going into the
city. It's them!
Oh, God, absolutely. This is horrible subjugation
of the elf here.
Because if we just, like, cut it up a bit and scare them off, they'll just, like, sew it up and get them to sew up and then fix it again. If we destroy it, they can't have it back.
So, my friend, I think my Lejean friend here asked you a question. When does the show start?
Who are you asking? Sorry.
Who? One of the guards.
Okay, so...
Because I guess the handlers look busy, so...
That's cool.
It won't be.
One of the guards is sort of limping round the outside. That's the one you ask. Well, it's... due to start in about an hour. We're just finishing sort of setting everything up. Irreverence, sorry.
Happy in your work?
It's not ideal, but you know, when you've been injured, there's not a lot of work you can get as a guardsman. I'm lucky to get what I can get.
How did you get injured?
Oh, I took an arrow to the knee.
Better than taking an arrow to the eye.
I saw that happen to someone once. He thought it was the wind. And I was a soldier. You know, wrapped up, goggles on, went out and fought wars against the Gnolls. Messy business. That arrow to the knee, couldn't walk anymore. Mm. They shipped me back here. That was it. Discharged. Get out. But I'm still a bit handy with a sword and a spear, so I can still find work.
Get it where you can take it.
And, you know, the unfortunates, they're a bit of a state. But, you know, we do what we can for them.
I'm going to gesture at the whips and the stick with what looks like a battery to it and go, are they doing for them?
I don't agree with everybody's technique, but... you know how it is when you pull together a group of like people like this. Some of them work to live, some of them live to work. Me, I work to live. So I do what I can. I keep them safe, I keep the show safe, keep an eye on everything, stop fights in the crowds, that kind of thing. Yeah, you probably want to stay away from the tagger. He's a bit of a nasty piece of work.
That's it.
Ding!
Is he one of the unfortunates?
No, it's... do you see that guard over there cleaning his nails with a knife?
Yeah.
Abe the tagger.
Handy with a blade?
Yeah, but he's a bit, you know, likes to cut on the unfortunates if they piss him off. Mm. So we try and make sure that they don't piss him off. He's not a nice piece of work. But if you talk to Elissi, she's all right, one of the handlers. She looks after him, you know, patches up their injuries, that kind of thing.
If you noticed any regular attendees, other than obviously the guards and the handlers yourself?
Yeah, funnily enough, there is a few. We get a couple that sort of followed us around. We, you know...
One of them's one of them water boys.
Any show like this, you get people that want to run away and join the circus, don't they? And we keep trying to tell them it's not a circus. It's a morality show designed to highlight the inherent nature of the system as it stands. But they don't understand that. The fundamental dichotomy of drow and elfier society as it stands. So, you know, they still think run away and join the circus.
I'll come.
No, you're failing to understand.
Oh no, I've got it. I'm good.
But you've got all your bits.
Yeah.
And you can talk.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop doing that.
You're not unfortunate, are you?
Well, I don't know. It depends on your perspective. But no, I'm not going to bore you with a story. that's his job.
But you're not unfortunate compared to these kids. They're proper messed up. So while some of us stay on and look after them,
apart from him.
Well, you know, rough with the smooth.
Mm.
I don't like it, but it's my job. What? So I stay on, I look after them when I can.
What about the star of the show?
Star? I'm not really a star. I mean, everybody's got their favourite freak, unfortunately.
No, your ring. Where's the ringmaster?
Jerome.
I don't know if that's his name, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a funny old soul.
Right.
Very sad.
Sad?
Seems very sad about the whole thing.
Odd for a ringmaster.
Yeah, I mean, he's not... Again, you think circus, you think he's going to jump out with a flashy coat and a big hat and wave and shout.
I can do
sing
that.
And dance.
No singing, like no dancing. It's all very sad stories that he tells. But he can catch an audience just so.
Make everyone cry kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Does he
got away with words?
Okay. Does he like turn up, or is he around here somewhere? Or is he?
He'll be in his wagon, getting sort of
ready.
Ready. Yeah.
What, that one?
His stories.
So where around Pilgrim's Walk have you been? Where have you done your show?
Oh, we're doing a circuit. So we sort of started. Up by the mezzanine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a circuit all the way around, like a little corkscrew, and then back up into the works from there.
A little bit like this?
Yeah, that looks about right. Yeah. Oh, you've been following this then?
Oh, no, I've been picking up information. I'm a writer, I write stories.
Oh, right,
I'm
well,
just here to get
you should,
first-hand.
You should watch, because...
I think I will.
Jerome, he's got such a way with words. Very, very moving.
Maybe I could maybe pinch a few lines or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he'll be okay with that.
He'd have less of a way with words if he had less teeth.
Oh, no, don't say that about Mr. Jerome. He's just trying to do what he can to help the situation. He looks after the unfortunates, he
helping.
Does. They'd all be homeless, foodless... And in many cases, dead, because, you know, it's difficult to find food when you ain't got any hands.
Okay. Okay.
I'd be curious when the show starts if you could just point out some of those regulars to us. If you're about during the shows, where are you going to be?
I'll be nearby, but I like to keep an eye on Abe.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, we could keep an eye on Abe. I could keep an eye on Abe if you want to...
There's a way of dealing with him. You don't want to answer force with force because he gets angry.
Okay. The Tagger, is that his name?
Yeah.
And why do they call him the
Tagger? To protect the unfortunates if
well,
he hurts them.
He keeps him in line. They don't cross him.
So he's the bad cop.
Yeah, you could say.
And you're the good cop.
Yeah. We're rallying.
Okay, well, hang around and watch the show, I suppose. So just go and see what... Because we were told it was about, you know,
boosting the elf here, but this guard's saying it's like, play showing the situation, which may be actually more what we're after.
Well, does it, just a quick question for you. Does it paint it in a good light or a bad light, the current situation? Or does it just say, this is where we are?
What situation?
Does it piss water?
No. No, that's really horrible to get hold of down here. I really wish we'd started in the works.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is where we've been.
So there's no problems in the works?
None that I know of.
Cool. Make a note of that.
It's in the notepad. Okay. Well, Morallian, thank you for your...
I best get back, anyway. Yeah, watch the show, see what you think.
I think we will.
Seems to be the next stage to see the show, because he's describing it differently than we'd had described to us, so I'm sort of interested to see what the show shows now.
Excited for the show, Nim?
Yay.
Another one of the guards comes around, got huge boots on, great big, thick, furry, barbarian boots.
Oh, mate, like this. Those are some kickers.
Yes.
Nice.
Don't take them off.
No, couple sten, please, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
He's rattling a collection box. Good, thank you. Sit. Sit, you sit.
I sit.
yes, reverence. You sit nicely. And you sit down, and the show starts up, and they've got a couple of little drow boys holding mirrors to reflect light up onto the stage. And this very, very tall, thin, pale drow in almost funereal clothes. Mm-hmm. Somberly walks onto the stage, lace and ruffles and frills, and he is wearing a top hat, but it's more the sort of top hat you would expect to see on a funeral director than you would expect to see on a ringmaster. And he bows and he doffs his hat, and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for coming to listen to our little tales of woe as I introduce to you these poor unfortunates and tell you their tales. Please, do not be overly titillated by the condition in which you find our tender charges, but consider the ways in which they have come to be such."
Do they have tails?
He looks mildly perturbed.
It's a bad tail.
First,